Welcome to the Mastery Podcast with your host, Mark Coles. I have dedicated the last 15 years as a fitness professional to mastering my mind, my craft, and my business. It is my passion and mission to help each of you to do the same. Over the coming episodes, I will be providing you with all the necessary tools to be able to take full control of your career and your life. I'm really looking forward to going on this very exciting journey with you. So let's get started. What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Mastery Podcast. I hope you, your family, and your loved ones are safe and well during these times. My apologies that there has been a slight delay to today's episode. Naturally, there's been a lot more things that I've had on at the moment, and quite a bit still going on with the book that I'm going to be launching. And I'm very excited to tell you that it's looking like now that it's going to be the beginning of July. So I'm really, really excited that Level Up has a provisional launch date for the beginning of July. And, you know, the beginning of April is upon us, and it's not going to be a million miles away. So something for everybody to look forward to, I'm really excited. So looking forward to bringing that to you. Now, today's episode, I have been inundated since I talked to you guys about re-engagement, re-engaging your clients, the ones that aren't necessarily showing signs that they want to train, or the ones that said, no, during this time, I don't need your support. And then the second thing to think about is all of the people out there who you are connected to through your family, people that have emailed you in the past, people you've been speaking to recently, that you just don't know how to really turn them into clients. And I said to some of the coaching clients that I work with recently, it's not right for somebody like me to climb into a shell and go, well, listen, this is a tough time for everybody. This isn't a time to be selling your services. And I said to them, you know, you won't find me doing that. That's not how I've made my career. That's not how I built my reputation. The word sales, so many fitness professionals are still very frightened of it, very sensitive to it. I don't want to come across sleazy. And very regularly on the podcast, I'll say, listen, sales is providing a solution to a problem that somebody either knows they have or they don't know how bad it is. And you are the person that's able to provide them with the solution. They have a problem. And during this time, people don't want to have that problem that you have the solution to. But there's fear of not having enough money. There's fear of not wanting to just spend for not having money in the future. And there's a lot of issues that people are going to face by not exercising. And what I wanted to do today is talk you through two strategies. I want you guys to earn during this time. In fact, I was talking to another couple of clients of mine yesterday, and I said, you know, now is a time where it's more important for you guys to step up. It's more important right now to rise to the challenge of serving and solving problems. It's very easy for us to feel emotionally connected to the problems that people are facing, but guess what? That is only going to lead to you being less successful. I've mentioned a few times on videos this week, you know, you're not going into Sainsbury's, to Tesco, to Waitrose, or wherever you shop in different parts of the world to buy food and seeing people discounting. You're still seeing TV adverts for deals on, products and services. You know, as the weather starts to get a little bit warmer, my wife and I identified that the problem was for us that we wanted to make some food outside and we still haven't bought a barbecue for our new house. And we bought a new barbecue the other day. What have you recently bought? Books. A lot of you have invested in my Brand Impact Mastery course. Why? Because the problem is I don't have enough knowledge in marketing and business and lead generation. So I reached out to Mark and said, this problem exists. Or I highlighted to you guys that that problem existed, especially in the latest webinar that I did, and I have a solution. So please let go for the next 15, 20 minutes while I'm talking on this podcast about the fear of selling. You have, and you've studied, and you've learned so much that is so valuable to people right now. I want you to get what you deserve during this time. I want you, and I'm going to tell you this, to go out there over the next week and reach out to people. Reach out to people, clients that aren't current clients, and say exactly what I'm going to take you through. And I want to hear you guys saying, I'm getting new clients, I'm signing new people up. Only 10 minutes ago, I had somebody send me an email saying that, you know, they've launched a product under, you know, the time that we've been working together over the last couple of weeks, and they've sold a lot of copies. There's been coaches on our Brand Impact Mastery call last night that said they've signed up people. So any of you out there that have this fear, it's more to do with the fear of yourself, your low self-confidence, you don't know how to actually get this conversion. A lot of your clients want to train, they want a solution, but they're noticing there's a degree of low confidence in yourself. So let me get straight into this. If you are struggling to convert clients, now here's the thing. What is the problem that exists for you right now? You aren't earning enough money, haven't got enough clients. Now you're thinking that you can't pay bills such as mortgage and rent. You're concerned about even looking into the future, the things you want to do, the nice things. Are we going to be able to go on summer holiday? Are we going to be able to buy clothes for the children? Am I going to be able to get the things that I want for myself? Am I going to be able to afford to do courses moving into the future? Well, you are in charge of whether that happens or not. Here's the thing. Right now, online, at home, there are millions and millions of people that don't have access to a coach because no one has sold them an opportunity to have a coach. So there's two things I'm going to talk to you about. Now, I talk at length about copywriting very regularly. And very interestingly, the kind of phrase of copywriting and sales is not kind of restricted to a website page that you see sales where people are, you know, actually selling in words. Selling and copywriting is in communication. So when we are talking to somebody and we want them to make some degree of decision at the end of any exchange of conversation, whether it's reading a post on social media, whether it's watching a video, whether it's having a face-to-face conversation, a Zoom conversation, this is copywriting. This is sales. Okay, now sales is helping somebody to make a decision that they know exists or they don't know it exists that bad, right? So let's say, for example, you hear anyone talking about a problem that exists for you. Now, in the fitness industry, it might be that you don't know how to identify what's wrong with a particular exercise in the gym and you're struggling to understand how to help that client get better. It might be that you're struggling to write a nutritional plan, and as a result, you're not able to be able to get your clients the result that they want. As a coach, you know that if you come across a website or an educator that says this is actually the problem that exists, and you go, no, that's the problem I have, and this is the solution, my new course, and you go, that's exactly what I need. Now, in between that, there's a few things that any business person, any sales person doing sales, any person doing any form of kind of copywriting, their objective is to get you to buy their product or service. But why are they trying to get you to buy their product or service? Because it's a solution to your problem. Now, here's the thing. Two things for you guys to focus on. It's not going to be a long podcast today. It's going to be it's going to be understand and then apply, right? Two problems. There are two things to think about. One is the problem, right? So we've got two scenarios I'm going to give you today. One is, what is the problem your clients are facing right now? Well, they're not working out. Well, it's a lot deeper than that. So the first thing to understand about problems is it's a lot deeper than that. Okay. What's the problem that exists for your clients right now? Now, they are not thinking, my problem is I'm not working out. Their problem is that they're bored. They have got low mood. They're starting to get pretty stressed and uptight. Probably gaining weight right now. And they know they're gaining weight. They're looking in the mirror and they're like, I know I'm gaining weight. They're snacking, which is annoying them, which is affecting their mood. If you enjoy training, you're losing muscle. I mean, I was up at the hardware shop the other day trying to make some homemade device to make some form of cable stack at home, which yesterday I was able to do single arm cable crossovers for my chest. I was able to do my triceps. I'm able to do back today. And that problem existed. Now, if I saw, you know, the solution to that, which actually the solution was to go and get the cable attachment, the hardware shop benefited that was open to 60, 70 pounds worth of bits and bobs that I bought from them. Admittedly, probably bought too much and overdid it, but I've got stuff in the that I can use down the line. Now, your clients, they might be arguing at home with their partner. They're feeling unhappy at the moment. And they're not enjoying their exercising. That's a problem. They're training, but they're just not enjoying it. Now, some of these are problems that they know exist. They're bored, they're low in mood, they're gaining weight. And when you have a phone call with somebody or a Zoom call, and please understand at the moment, you don't want to be getting on texts and you don't want to be emailing your clients. This is a time to get up close and personal. If you can arrange any of your clients, you can arrange their friends, if you can DM people and end up on the phone or giving somebody a 15-minute Zoom call, this is where this is going to work golden. All right, the objective of what I'm helping you with today is to get a close of a sale. Okay, I want you guys to have full diaries. I want you guys, I'd say full diaries, as full as they can be, right? I want you to re-engage with clients. I want you to sign people up during this time. So the first thing you need to understand as the coach, as the person that's trying to pick up a client, sign up somebody, re-engage a client that's still not fully engaged, is you need to know what problems exist for them. They're bored, low energy, low mood, they're gaining weight, they're snacking, they're losing muscle, they might be arguing at home. These are real problems that exist for people. They have no structure, they are becoming increasingly frustrated, they're unhappy. And then when it comes to working out and food, they might be thinking, well, I don't know what to do in terms of my workout. I don't know how to use my imagination. I don't know what exercises I would do at home. And I certainly am not sure of what I'd do with my cooking. Now, if you start speaking to somebody and your re-engagement goes like this: Hi, Dave, I just wanted to give you a call and just see if you wanted to start up your training again. Well, Dave's probably going to say no, because guess what his issue is? He's concerned about money. He's concerned about saving money. He's probably had an argument with his wife at the moment. And the last thing he really thinks about is his training. Now, if you said, Dave, how are you getting on at the minute? How's your energy been? You know, we put on a lot of muscle. We're doing really well. How are you feeling about yourself when you kind of look at yourself at the moment? Are you doing any training at the moment? Now, with this, you will just find out if the problem exists. And I will guarantee right now that there will be quite a lot of your clients, when you just have a question, just ask them these questions. How are you feeling? You know, when you look at yourself, you know, are you happy with how you're looking? What's your energy like? And they'll start to say, yeah, no, to be honest, it's a bit of a bit crap. I feel a bit crap. And this is where your job is to now agitate that, to make it worse. And you'll think, oh, I don't want to do this. But they have a problem. They're not in shape. They're not happy. They're not feeling confident in themselves. They don't know what to do at home. And you're their solution. So you could then say, well, you do know, Dave, this is going to get worse. You do know that you're going to lose a lot more muscle mass. You do know that you're going to gain a lot more weight. And the snacking is going to get worse. Now, you're working from home at the moment, Dave, or they're working on projects, your energy is going to get worse. And as you're going through this, they're like, I know. And you know, your arguments you're having with your wife, they're going to get worse because you're going to lose control of your nutrition. You're going to get annoyed with yourself. Your energy levels are going to go through the floor. You're going to lose your muscle. You're going to go so far back. But Dave, your business and everything that you've worked towards to have a strong mind, positive mind, high energy, that's just going to get worse. Yeah, I know, I know. Well, Dave, why don't we get back to training? Why don't I take control of your nutrition? Why don't I take control of your training? Why don't I check in with you every couple of days and have 20 minutes on the phone with you to make sure you're structured and disciplined? Do you know what? Yeah, let's do that. The problem that you need, the thing you need to do is you need to find out your client's problem. If you've got a female and you say, "Hey, Sarah, how are you getting on? It's Mark. You know, you have a chat, you know, and you say, you know, it's been a little week or so since we've spoken. I just want to give you a call and say hi." Or you can reach out and just say, "Look, if you've got 10 minutes, I just want to give you a call and see how you are." And you need to do the same thing with Sarah. You need to say, you know, highlight, make sure she's understanding, you know, how's your structure of the day going? How's your weight feeling? You know, are you actually noticing any changes to yourself? What are you doing in terms of your food at the moment? Are you keeping up with any form of nutrition? It's hard, you know, with the kids at the moment. And at that point, most trainers will go, "Yeah, I understand that. Well, listen, take care. And if you need me, give me a shout." This is the point where you miss out. Sarah, we've done so well leading up to this time. And, you know, if you gain a lot more weight, how unhappy you were when you first came to see me, it's only going to get worse. You're only going to rub off on the rest of the family and end up getting frustrated and falling out with people. You don't want to argue with your husband. Think of how happy you were when you were in better shape. Think of how happy you were when you had structure and discipline. Think about how much happier you were when you did a workout, how good you felt during those workouts that we were doing. Now, you need to agitate her a little bit more. You need to dig a little bit more, you know, push her a little bit more to the point where she goes, "Mark, you're so right." And then you're like, "Well, Sarah, it's not going to take a lot of time. One, because I can actually run all your nutrition training and put it all in a plan for you. So that's a hassle out the way. Two, I can be on hand to do the training sessions with you. Three, I can send you new training plans. I can actually make everything a lot more easy and structured for your family. And I know you said this is not something you wanted to do, but you've already just said to me that all these things are going downhill at the moment. So let's get everything back up on track." Now, guys, you can do this with people that you've only just got to know. Because you can say, "Look, you know, you might DM them through social media. They might have liked or commented on a post, and you have a few messages backwards and forwards, which is very common at the moment." And then you might just turn around to that person and say, "Look, I tell you what, I know you're struggling a little bit with the questions that you've asked me. I'll give you 20 minutes on Zoom call or 20 minutes on a phone call. Let's have a quick chat." And then spend time with that person who you might have only just got to know, or a friend might have introduced you to them a while ago and you've reached out to them and said, "Hey, how are you getting on?" And then you need to dig and find out the problems that exist. But you also need to put the problems to them. You know, are you actually being structured during the day? And do you know what being low in structure is going to actually impact? And he goes, "Well, I'm already noticing that. I'm normally productive with work all the time, and now I'm not productive. I feel like crap. I'm noticing I'm starting to put weight on. I'm unsure of what kind of foods to cook at home, so I'm not really having breakfast, and then I eat too much snack during the day." And you're like, "Well, you know, let me tell you what's going to happen if you continue like that. You're going to gain more weight. You're going to become less productive. I'm noticing a lot of people that are productive normally in business who are at home and putting on weight and becoming less productive. You're going to earn less money. In the future, you're not going to have as much money or as much business success because you're going to be spending the next 3 or 4 months after we get out of this trying to get your body back on shape, improving your self-confidence and your productivity." "You know what? I haven't even thought of it like that, Mark." "Yeah, well, I can help you. It's what I do. You know, I'll do your nutrition. I'll put everything in place. I'll help you increase your energy levels. We'll actually lose weight during this time. You'll feel better. You'll be more productive. You'll feel fantastic after doing a workout." And they were like, "Do you know what? I haven't even thought of it like that. I hadn't even linked how I'm feeling right now to even the future." So you've got the problem, but you need to find out what it is. This is actually, at the moment, all the questions that you're having on DMs, all the questions that your clients are posing to you. These are the problems that people are facing, but you don't just say to somebody, "Do you want to work out with me?" Because they're going to say no. You need to make sure somebody knows the problem exists or get them to tell you that the problem exists, and then you need to make them feel worse about it. I know right now with all of you guys watching this that your problem is you can't get clients to sign up. So I've provided a podcast for you to give you the solution. Now, that's very kind of you, Mark, because you're giving the solution for free. I'm telling you that the solution for you is your hourly rate for virtual personal training or your monthly fee for online coaching. And that's where you can sign up clients at the moment. Now, the second thing is identifying the problem. It's not let's work out. Do you want to work out? Are you missing working out? It's are you bored, low energy, low mood, gaining weight? Maybe sex is through the floor. Maybe they're snacking too much. They're losing muscle. They're arguing at home with the family. They're feeling unhappy. They don't have structure to the day. Maybe they're pissed off that they've got no energy and they're not making any money at the moment, because normally when they're productive and feeling good on the phone, they're great when they're selling or delivering what they're doing with their business. Now, the next thing is to think a little bit more about, and I've taught this a lot. I teach this strategy at length inside my Brand Impact Mastery course, but I'm going to share it with you today because I want to help you. It's thinking about the future. Whenever you are talking to somebody about what problems exist, have you ever pictured for a second what type of coach you'll be if you were able to understand biomechanics better? Have you ever thought about how much you can help somebody build a better chest if you understood the mechanics of why every single one of your clients would struggle to feel their chest muscles? If you train physique athletes, have you ever thought as a physique athlete who trains women to build bigger glutes that there is a solution and what it would look like to your business if you were able to help every single female client build better glutes? And not just rounder glutes, but tighter glutes, stronger glutes, fuller glutes. You're thinking now about the future of being the best glute coach in the country. Thinking about the future now of having a life where you're not struggling about money. Thinking a future of being on holiday in Greece in 3-4 months' time and being able to afford a holiday, right? Think right now of being able to earn the right amount of money right now as a coach, where you're able to pay everything, not get yourself in debt, and be able to go on holiday, be able to buy the nice things that you want in the summer. Have a think about how that feels right now, guys. Do you notice you're doing something right now? Are you imagining holidays? Are you imagining, if you're a coach, being that best person out there in the world at glutes development, chest development, weight loss? Can I get you to imagine having a reputation in the country where everybody knows you as the go-to coach for your specialist field? Can you imagine what it feels like? Now, this is thinking about the future. Now, I have a skill set in myself because I'm very futuristic. I look into the future. I become extremely excited because I live in the future. I'm a salesman's dream. Because I invest in mentors, I invest in still, I've got a call with my mentor next week, which is all to do with my personal growth and development during this time, and ensuring that my mind's aligned and extremely powerful. I'm living a life of excellence in my mind, and I want to make sure there's no roadblocks during this time, so that there's no challenges, so I can be so I can drive my business and my vision forward. That's something that I'm excited about, and I know that my coach can do that, and I know what my coach charges me, and I don't care because I want that. I'm visioning me being more powerful at the end of next week in my mind, in my body, my spirit. Imagine if you're able to do this with your clients. This is getting them to think about how they're feeling right now. Yeah, they're bored, they've got low energy, low mood, they're gaining weight, they're snacking, they're losing muscle, they're arguing at home, they're unhappy, they can't think about what workouts to do, they can't think about what food to cook, their work's not feeling productive because they feel like shit and they start getting up late. I'm like, imagine right now getting up in the morning, having loads of energy, going straight into a really great energy workout. I'll write it for you, I'll take you through it. And finishing and having a really good, healthy breakfast that makes you feel full of energy, that doesn't cause a blood sugar dip. And throughout the day, you feel full of energy. And then in the afternoon, you go for a walk, maybe do some stretching. And then you do 3 or 4 hours of work. And then you finish the day feeling powerful, positive, you've not gained weight, you're more happy in yourself, your mind is sharp, there's no arguing at home, you're actually holding on to your muscle, you're not getting fatter like a lot of your friends are. And now I want you to think about a little bit something else. I want you to think about how you're going to feel when we come out of this and you want to go on holiday and you've not got a ring of fat around your belly. I want you to think about being on holiday and actually not financially being in a position where you can't go on holiday because you've not been productive with work and you've been sloppy. I want you to think about the relationship that you're proud of with you and your wife, that you've been able to get through this strong and happy, where people are falling out and having issues. This is not going to happen if you don't take control of your nutrition. Health, structure, all of the things that you want in the future, they're the things you need to take control of now. Mark, you're so right. Just thinking about it further, a lot of people are thinking about right now and the issues right now. Let's think about the future. Let's think about what everything could be like if you did this, if you got in shape, if you looked after your health. You're going to be more financially stable. You're going to be happy. You're going to buy nice clothes in the summer. You're going to look great on the beach. This is about looking at the future. Now, you can do this with men. You can do this with women. You can do whatever. This is how you re-engage people. This means you've got to have a conversation, but it also means you need to spend time thinking about your clients. What are the problems that exist for them? So I've given you all the problems. Then you either make them feel pretty shitty about the problems. You go, look, your energy is only going to get worse during this. Your mood's going to get worse. You're going to get fatter. You're going to lose muscle. You're going to look like a piece of shit. You're going to feel shit. But I can help you get out of that. Avoid that. Or you can highlight all the problems that exist and you can go, just imagine if this wasn't the case. Just imagine 3 or 4, 5 months down the line. Just imagine the end of next week if you felt completely different. How would you feel? Get somebody to tell you how they would feel. I'd feel completely different. I'd have a lot more energy. I wouldn't be arguing with my wife. I wouldn't have, you know, I'd have better workouts. I'd have variety. Then I can write these variety workouts. We can do different stuff each week. We can have a great training session. I can be by your side without you feeling frustrated at home. You've got me who knows you. And even if you don't know them, I can get to know you. I'll be the solution to your problems. Now, at that point, you will be hard pushed to find somebody who, if they've had the problem agitated and you provide the solution, you won't find as many saying no. Now, no is important in sales, guys, because you need a no to get a yes. But here's the thing. You're going to have a damn sight bigger conversion rate if you agitate people's issues or you get them to think about the future. The more you get them to think about the future and open up their eyes to what life's going to be like. You know, I want to get to the end of this, guys, and have paid all my mortgage, you know, payments. I want to get to the end of this and go on holiday with my wife in the summer. You know, there's so many things that me and my wife are talking about at the moment, and it inspires me, drives me, motivates me to keep revenue coming into the business, to keep helping you guys. And I know there's a lot of you on the podcast right now that are bought into my Brand Impact Mastery course because you want to learn more about business. You want to learn more about actual lead generation and product development and online coaching and understanding your finances and money. You actually want to be a part of a mentoring community because you're on your home all the time. And you're not with anybody that's inspiring and motivating. When we had our live call on the Mastermind, Brand Impact Mastery last night, there were so many people all there sporting, inspiring, motivating each other. And I'm going to tell you right now that I'm a solution to your problem. Yeah, if you want to be a part of my community, just send me a DM on Instagram, BIM. Just send me that code, BIM, and I'll tell you how you can be a part of the Brand Impact Mastery community because you've listened to the podcast. I want to help you. I'm the solution to your problem. During this time, I'll teach you how to make more money. I'll teach you how to get more clients. I'll teach you how to build your marketing systems and bulletproof your business for the future. But you can do the same for your clients. Your problems exist. Your clients' problems exist. You're the solution to their problems. Now, I was really excited to bring this to you today because I want to be the solution to your problems. And this podcast, if you go through and take notes and re-engage your clients and get people that you're communicating with who aren't even your clients, they will become your clients. So be smart. Still offer virtual coaching where you can do it one-to-one and charge your hourly rate. Don't be degrading yourself, charging your hourly rate. Or online coaching where you're not doing the virtual coaching, but you're still providing your online coaching services as I delivered in my most recent webinar. And if you want a replay of that, just send me a DM as well with the word online and I can send you that. Or BIM if you want to be a part of my Brand Impact Mastery community. Guys, Take care, have a great day, and please share the podcast. That's helped more personal trainers understanding sales, conversions, and getting towards the end of this current challenging times successfully, feeling great, learned a lot about business, learned about sales, but please action what I'm teaching you today. And please share the podcast. Let's help more personal trainers. Share it on your stories. Tag me in your posts and let me know how you found today. I'd really love to know. Take care, guys, and I'll speak to you soon.